After Hurricane Harvey nearly drowned Houston, we asked what might be in that water. Superfund runoff, sewage, paint from people's sheds? Well, now we know more. The New York Times recently partnered with researchers at the Baylor College of Medicine and Rice University, along with the City of Houston Health Department, to test water samples. Sheila Kaplan covers health and science for the New York Times. She was among the journalists who commissioned the study. Many of them paddled out to help the scientists collect samples. Her article, "Houston's Floodwaters Are Tainted," tells what they found. Sheila, what was in the water?
Well, astonishing levels of E. coli, which means that there's raw sewage in people's houses. What we were able to do that no one had done before was test water inside some houses, right, not just outside.
Well, I'm going to give an example. In one home, this was along the Buffalo Bayou, there were levels 135 times those considered safe of E. coli.
Yes, and the people didn't realize that it was that dangerous. We tested a house that had 7 feet of water, and the water was so high that the people were not coming back in yet, so they were not in immediate danger. But their neighbors, who had water that had already receded, were living on the second floor and just putting up with the smell. But the problem is, it's not just the smell. The smell is indicative of bacteria and other dangerous substances, especially to children.
We'll talk about some of the other substances you found in the water.
We found lead. We found arsenic. We found chromium. That's the Erin Brockovich movie chemical. Mm-hmm. And we don't have all the results back yet from the Superfund sites. The Superfund sites flooded. That means that the chemicals spilled over and were carried by the water down into people's houses and possibly into people's water wells.
Well, and you did this testing because there is testing ongoing by the state, I believe, but the results haven't been released. If you could get these results, the Times reporters, who I understand that initially you thought you could do it yourself, just go out with some containers and collect some water, and then you realized you needed to form this team around you. But if you could do it and get some results, some are still pending, why aren't people getting more results?
Well, we don't know why people aren't getting more results. And I can tell you that the Houston Health Department is upset that they've been having such a hard time getting results from the state and from EPA. I have no idea why EPA will not release what they have. All EPA has done is say, we think this site is okay. We think this site might have some problems and we're working on it. But they're not telling anyone what the problems are. And even the Houston health officials don't know. It was actually the Houston Health Department that selected areas for us to test because they wanted to know what the residents were exposed to.
Well, and you tested with a lab that often does federal testing. But you and your colleague, Jack Healy, met people like, I'm looking at Roderick Francis, who's living with his wife and 4 kids in Clayton Homes. Mm-hmm. Had no idea that there was any contamination.
That's right. One family we spoke to, Maria Sotolongo, who lives with her husband and 3 children in an upscale neighborhood in Houston, was very upset when we gave her the results of what we found because she was there with her children trying to clean out the house. And she said, nobody told us not to come.
And there's other issues. There's mold that's now growing all over couches in living rooms. People with asthma are having problems as anticipated. If you have a cut or a sore, some of this stuff that's in the water is getting in those cuts. People are being treated at area hospitals for that. Talk about something that, you know, who would think of? Sand. There's going to be something that looks like sand when the water recedes. It's not.
That's right. It's not sand. And you shouldn't let your kids make sandcastles out of it because it's got neurotoxins. It's got lead, which can affect intelligence. It's got arsenic, which can cause all kinds of developmental problems in children. What happens is, you know, a lot of parents are inside the house trying to clean it, and they leave the kids outside, and the kids are jumping around in these huge piles of debris, you know, upside-down refrigerators and chairs and couches and drenched stuffed animals.
And things like that. Well, as health officials told you, this isn't sand that's all piled around this stuff. It's sludge sediment. and it's got to be removed. So just quickly, what's the piece of advice you got to tell people since you are now finding out that all of these toxins are there?
You have to go into your house with a mask and gloves and waders and get it cleaned out as fast as you can, and keep an eye on the kids outside so they're not looking for their lost toxic toys. Mm. Also, the health department advises people to get rid of their furniture if it's been flooded. Just because it's dry doesn't mean it's safe.
Yeah. Sheila Kaplan covers health and science for the New York Times, part of the team that commissioned scientists to test the water that was left after Houston flooded. They still have more testing coming in. Sheila, we look forward to seeing your writing on that. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Robin.